Well, normally we would be sitting underwater right now. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your tailgate talk. We've been in a bit of a dry spell, and you probably understand that. It's probably been dry where you are too. But where we're sitting right now to film this tailgate talk is actually part of one of our, our biggest pond. We're actually sitting in the pond right now. This should be underwater. I mean, we should be in the pond. This is actually the pond where the first church that I ever served at in Plumerville, Bald Knob Baptist Church, when I was a kid, obviously before I served there as a youth pastor, and when I was little, growing up there, before they had a baptistry, this is the pond that we did baptisms in. This pond. And it was usually a little more full than this. We've just been in a dry spell, right? And when you go through a dry spell, things kind of start drying up when you don't get rain. And sometimes this is what our life feels like, isn't it? I mean, if you're honest, and you can be honest, sometimes life begins to feel a bit like a drought. And we would all like to be right in the middle of one of those spiritual downpours, right? Where everything is just great. And it seems like, man, the windows of heaven have just opened up on us. We want to just live underneath that. But sometimes that's just not the case. And sometimes we're in a place like this. And you know, there are some people that would come into your life and they would say, well, you know, it's because you've sinned. It's because you've done something wrong. You're out of the will of God, and that's why you're in this spiritual dry spot. And I'll be completely honest with you, there are times that we get in a spiritual dry spot because we have gotten out of step with God. That is a possibility, but that's not always the reason. I mean, look at the story of Job. Job was in a very dry place in his life, and it was not because of anything he had done. He even had some friends that tried to tell him it was, and they were wrong. So what do you do? What do you do when you get in this spiritually dry season? Well, you can ask the Lord. You can spend time with the Lord and you can say, Lord, am I out of step with you? You see, God wants us to be in the center of His will. God wants us to be pursuing Him. And if we are out of step with Him, guess what? He'll reveal that to us. If we pursue Him, if we ask Him, and God, through wise counsel and through all of these things, God doesn't reveal any of that to us. There doesn't seem like there's anything in our life that's out of step with Him. You know what we can do in those dry seasons? We can lean on what we know and not on what we feel. In Psalm chapter 9, verse 1, the psalmist writes, I will trust in the Lord with all of my heart, and I will praise His name. Listen to me. I want you to know today that in the midst of dry seasons, the greatest medicine for our soul is to praise the name of the Lord, to lift up the name of Jesus and to praise His name for His faithfulness. Instead of focusing on the dryness, focus on the faithfulness of God. Listen, I'm not talking to you as one who's never been in a dry spell. I'm talking to you as one who has lived sometimes extended seasons of my life in dry spells. And in those seasons, listen to me, I have learned that God is faithful in the midst of the desert. And I want you to know today that He'll be faithful to you. Listen, thank you so much for joining me on a tailgate talk. I'm going to save you a seat right here on this tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. And so would you just continue to join us each week? You never know where we're going to be. And I sure am thankful that you continue to join us so far. Hey, I love you, and I'll see you next week. So have a great one, and we'll see you next time.